Lynn Huskinson put 39 years into the coal industry, working faithfully as an operator for a mining company near Gillette. That is, until spring 2019, when the company filed for bankruptcy. Huskinson and 600 other employees were told they had been laid off.
My life changed because I thought we'd be back to work in a week or so, and it didn't happen, so I ended up filing for unemployment.
Although many of her friends found work at other mines, Huskinson was ready to move on. Coal, she says, is permanently on the downturn.
It's not a sustainable commodity. People don't want it.
Coal production has dropped by about a third in Wyoming just this past year. University of Wyoming economist Rob Godby says this downturn has major economic ramifications.
You know, direct oil, gas, and coal production accounts for about 6% of employment in the state, but it's over 50% of our revenue. So it's a disproportionately large part of our revenue stream.
Wyoming accounts for about 40% of all coal mined in the U.S., exporting energy in massive amounts to states like California and Texas. National utility companies pay Wyoming taxes to use coal power. But now, that money stream is drying up as other states look for cleaner energy. Natural gas and oil are down too.
That's really what's caused so many problems with respect to revenues, because we depend so heavily on all three commodities.
All this has Wyoming scrambling for solutions as the nation looks to transition away from fossil fuels. But one possibility remains in the power sector. Wind. Wyoming's high prairies and violent, gusty plains give it some of the best potential for harnessing wind in the West. And developers have been jumping at this opportunity recently. The state has more than double its current wind capacity under construction, and Godby says that can be profitable for the state.
You know, if you look at taxes in the state of Wyoming this year, where they're down almost everywhere because of COVID, they're through the roof in Carbon County, primarily because of these new wind projects.
Tom Darren, director of Western State Affairs for the American Wind Energy Association, says winds can become Wyoming's next great export to other states, just like coal.
Coming out of COVID in particular, we see a big opportunity for this state to diversify its economy.
But some Wyomingites say wind developers aren't yet contributing their fair share to the state.
All right. Good morning, Revenue Committee.
Some lawmakers are considering raising current taxes, which could help close the state's budget deficit. But that would also make it more expensive to build in Wyoming. And Darren says that means the state could actually miss out on potential revenue. Pennies can decide if a wind developer builds in Wyoming or chooses another state out west. Again, here's Tom Darren.
So a small change, an uptick, can really knock you out of being competitive. And we're not opposed to taxes. We just want to keep them at a reasonable competitive rate.
If you were to build a wind farm in, say, New Mexico, you would actually receive tax credits and other incentives. In short, its government really encourages development. That's why a 2019 study at the University of Wyoming ranks New Mexico first in the West in terms of value of wind and the cost to develop. Wyoming ranks fourth.
That's the misconception, is that everyone needs Wyoming's wind. And that's just not the case.
Of course, companies are still investing in Wyoming in large numbers and building acres of wind farms right now. And that's in large part because taxes haven't been raised yet. But that does come at a cost, according to State Senator Cale Case.
I argue that we are severing something from future generations as well. These magnificent vistas, my grandchildren will never see the Wyoming that I was able to look at. And so they lose something.
Case sees the value in wind energy, but he also says the state needs, quote, fair compensation for the power they're providing for the rest of the West. University of Wyoming's Rob Godby says developers could potentially afford modest tax increases, but that lawmakers must tread carefully.
Because if we tax it too heavily, we could kind of kill that potential goose that could lay the golden egg.
When driving on Interstate 80 near Cheyenne, dozens of wind farms line both sides of the highway. This is what one of them sounds like. A droning of turning engines and blades on top of towers nearly 500 feet high. Cars, houses, and even rolling hills are dwarfed by these turbines. It's easy to see why a person might find this a permanent scar on their landscape, but coal mines are scars too. Lynn Huskinson, the former coal miner, is now an advocate for a just transition to renewable energy.
I'm just trying to be a thorn in the coal industry's side right now, because dang it, I was a good operator, and I had a really good life working in coal, but I wish I would have paid better attention to what's happening to our climate.
Discussions around this topic are likely to continue for as long as Wyoming's wind keeps blowing. I'm Will Walkie in Jackson, Wyoming.